This is Cincinnati Edition on a Friday afternoon on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Purcell. Glad to have you along and sharing the fact that tonight between 6 and 9 at the Carnegie, there will be a film premiere. The Awesome Collective of Covington is premiering the Index of Awesome film tonight between 6 and 9. The event's free, open to the general public. There'll be some food and drinks provided and a cash bar. But here to talk about the Awesome Collective from the core leadership of Awesome Collective is Michael Monks. Good afternoon, Michael.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on.
To begin with, what is the Awesome Collective of Covington? Fill us in on what the Awesome Collective is. I know it's been getting its name out more and more here lately.
It's a really exciting organization to which I'm relatively new, actually. But for the past couple of years, it's been a very small, tight-knit group of people who decided that the awesomeness of Covington, Kentucky needed to be celebrated. And so they've come together and they host events. They do art. They do crafts. They hosted a mini conference just a couple of months ago that brought a bunch of what is called community change makers to the city of Covington and heard about what's going on in other urban areas across the region. We went to Sacramento, California in October and learned about more community change makers at a conference out west there. This is a group of people who believe that Covington is awesome. And that sounds really generic, but Covington is a place where the awesomeness can go unrecognized and has for a very long time. And So this group of people decided that enough was enough. Let's start celebrating exactly what is great about this community. And there's so much that's great about it. And I don't know of an organization quite like this one that captures it so well. And like I said, I'm relatively new to the core leadership team. They produced a zine last Christmas, a printed zine, a very small handheld, paper publication. And they can't keep them on the shelves. This is a publication that highlights reader-submitted people, places, and things that make Covington awesome. And they had this great party over at Covington Arts last year to debut this thing. And the people that came enchanted me because these were people I had never seen before from all over the region, not just Covington, who came to get their hands on this thing. And from that enchantment, I got to know them a little bit better. I published the River City News over in Covington, so I had covered the event and thought, these are my kind of people. And over the next several months, as they were laying out projects that were just so thrilling and different for a city like Covington, we realized that our philosophies were the same. So now I'm a part of it. And it's a group of about 8 people that work closely with the Center for Great Neighborhoods in Covington to just talk about awesome things in Covington.
So how did a film grow out of this? You mentioned the zine from last holiday, had to top the zine, so you decided to make a film?
Exactly. The sequel to last year's zine is a feature film. I shouldn't say feature film. It's about 20 minutes long, though. And so it follows a similar path to what the Awesome Collective did with the print edition last year. It asked for the people of the city to submit and to vote on favorite businesses, people. And from that effort, the names and the places were collected, and they spent the past several months shooting a beautiful video inside these places, interviewing these people, favorite local businesses, favorite new businesses, and people that make Covington awesome. And that's what people are going to see at this really great event tonight.
Covington seems to just sprawl in so many directions with so many wild people. I mean, I've played and worked in Covington everywhere from the Cathedral Basilica and Covington Latin School and the Carnegie. And of course, now going down the road now for all that's happening in downtown Covington that's happening. These are people from all aspects of that great city.
Covington is a great city. It's a really unique place. And I think the purpose of the Awesome Collective is to highlight that because it's always been there. Covington's always been a gritty place. And even the grittiness of Covington, the sort of perception that we are a bunch of we're an unwashed, shirtless mass of people. That is true to some effect. You know, we do have some troubles with keeping our shirt on in Covington. But that's part of what makes the city awesome. And those types of elements in the city are also celebrated because it makes us quirky. It makes us unique. It gives us a little bit of an edge. But on top of that, I'm telling you, Covington is about to be the buzz of this region. It's undeniable. So the job of highlighting what is awesome in the city is really quite simple because you just walk out of any door in any neighborhood and you can start pointing. You can point at the historic architecture that has survived 150 years. We have a great collection of Victorian architecture that's breathtaking. You see something new on every street, every time you walk down it, a new detail to check out. We have a downtown that is on the cusp of some serious revitalization through private developers who are coming in and eyeing it as the next place for a transformation. They're purchasing up what have long been empty buildings and equipping the storefronts for the next round of entrepreneurs to come down and stake their claim in the city. We've got an $80 million urban college campus that is hoping to open very soon. They have Gateway Community and Technical College has acquired many properties throughout the city. That's expected to bring 5,000 students to the urban core of Covington over the next several years. Our city government just moved out of City Hall because City Hall is going to become a $28 million boutique hotel project called the Hotel Covington. And I love that because it's a great economic development piece, but they have Covington in the title. So there's a bit of community pride involved that too. And it's a type of hospitality that Kentucky can be famous for with a touch of elegance that Covington may not be known for, that has kind of always been there under the surface. It's about to burst. We have Mainstrasse Village, which is probably the most organic entertainment district in greater Cincinnati, with a lot of quirky shops and characters who filter through there. And all the new housing developments. I mean, there are opportunities to come to Covington and buy your first home in a way that you never thought possible. A really nice home in a neighborhood that's on the verge. It's all there. It's all bubbling up under the surface. And the Awesome Collective is one of the many organizations in the city that's helped pushing that over the edge.
I was going to ask, how is the Awesome Collective getting along with other constituencies in Covington? You know, because there's a lot of folks pushing things in a lot of different directions. But, you know, how has the Awesome Collective fit in?
You know, it's unique because the word awesome can be overplayed. I think sometimes it'll rub a certain generation the wrong way. It is an overused word in the English language, but the fact is, it works. Yeah. It's the truth. Covington is awesome. What else is there to say about it?
Oh, it just sweet.
Yeah, yes. It does. If this falls apart, I'm starting the Sweet Collective of Covington because I like that and it sounds tasty.
Okay.
But the Awesome Collective of Covington is one that has kind of excited a demographic that you might not expect. Older people in the city really get behind what the group is doing. And like I said, the collection of people that came to the launch of the print zine last year, you never would have thought they would have come to a zine party. When you think about what a zine was in the 1990s, you know, it was really kind of alternative, counterculture type things. This felt counterculture, but somehow managed to attract mainstream types because it's cross-demographic in Covington as far as who's ready for the city to take off. And that's everybody. So when there's this new, fresh attitude that's coming about, people are embracing it because they know what's coming. They're excited about what's coming and they want to hang on to anything that's going to get it there. So it's been really cool. It's fit in great. Like I said, we represented Covington in California. And we were there with more traditional development groups and social service agencies that came to this community change conference. But everyone wanted to talk about the Awesome Collective.
Oh, wow.
People from all over were coming up like, well, what is that? What we are hearing so much about what you're doing. And that was a real eye-opening moment for me. That was my first official act as a member of the group, was to go out to this conference. And I felt really special all of a sudden. I felt like, man, I made the right choice hitching my wagon to these guys because it's really something unique.
So the premiere of the film tonight, 6 to 9 at the Carnegie. I guess the film will be shown sometime in the middle of that. Then what happens to the film? Because, you know, like a piece of music that's composed, you know, if it's heard once at its premiere, that's one thing. What happens afterwards?
Check us out on Facebook, The Awesome Collective. You can search Awesome Collective of Covington on Facebook, and our membership will be announcing what's next for the film after it premieres tonight. But I can tell you, you're going to want to be there tonight for the event. It's free, first of all. It's a free celebration of the city in the beautiful Carnegie, which is doing amazing pieces of art and theater all year long now in a beautiful old Carnegie Library building that's been redone and is amazing. There's going to be popcorn. There's going to be candy from the candy bar in Mainstrasse. There's going to be posters available commemorating the film. There's going to be paparazzi at this thing. We're going to have a little corner of photographers taking pictures of the people coming in. And as the media guy in Covington, as the one who publishes the newspaper, I've kind of been charged with the role of being Joan Rivers at this event. So I'll be asking people what they're wearing. But this is Covington. That's if they're wearing anything.
That's
so
right.
we'll be careful with that.
The shirtless masses show up, right? Well, I guess
correct.
Not in December, though. Right?
Look, if you've got God as your designer, it's not a bad thing, I guess.
Well, thanks for being here today, taking time out of what I guess is a busy Friday for the Awesome Collective. Collective.
It's a busy every day for the Awesome Collective. Can't thank you enough for having us on to talk about it.
Michael Monks from the Core Leadership Group of the Awesome Collective of Covington. You can learn more about the Awesome Collective of Covington by visiting our website, wvxu.org. Again, the Awesome Collective will premiere The Index of Awesome, a film celebrating the awesomeness of Covington, at the Carnegie tonight between 6 and 9. Event free and open to the general public, and details about that on our website as well. This is Cincinnati Edition.